Countryside on many local radio stations or on your favorite podcast platform, or just go to farmingthecountryside.com.
Morning, Zoe. Got donuts.
Jeff Bridges, why are you still living above our garage?
Well, I dig the mattress, and I want to be in a T-Mobile commercial like you. Teach me, Sildana.
Oh, no, I'm not really prepared. I couldn't possibly. At T-Mobile, get the new iPhone 17 Pro on them. It's designed to be the most powerful iPhone yet and has the ultimate pro camera system.
Wow, impressive. Let me try. T-Mobile is the best place to get iPhone 17 Pro because they've got the best network.
Nice, Jeffrey.
You heard them. T-Mobile is the best place to get the new iPhone 17 Pro on us with eligible trade-in in any condition.
So, what are we having for lunch?
Dude, my work here is done.
For 24 monthly bill credits on Experience Beyond for well-qualified customers, plus tax and $35 device connection charge. Credits end and balance due if you pay off earlier. Cancel finance agreement. iPhone 17 Pro, 256 gigs, $1,099.99, and new line minimum $100 plus a month plan without a pay, plus taxes and fees required. Best mobile network in the U.S. based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence Data 1H 2025. Visit T-Mobile.com.
You're listening to WRDN, 1430 AM, Durand, Mondovi, Wabasha, and 107.3 FM at Translator W297CH, Durand.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. Family members of one of the 67 victims killed in the Potomac River collision between a regional jet and Black Hawk helicopter in January filed the first wrongful death lawsuit. That suit is against American Airlines, regional carrier PSA, and the U.S. government. Bob Clifford is an attorney for the family and says the crash was avoidable, noting the number of previous near misses at the airport.
Had the Army done what it was supposed to do, had the FAA done what it was supposed to do, none of this would happen.
The NTSB is still investigating the collision. Three detainees were shot today at an ICE facility in Dallas. ICE officials say two were killed, along with the gunman who died from a self-inflicted gunshot wound. Authorities say no law enforcement officers were injured. In response, security is now being stepped up at other ICE facilities. Volatile storms on track for parts of Tennessee to West Virginia today. This is ABC News. Ukraine's President Zelensky addressing the UN General Assembly, telling world leaders international diplomacy is failing his country and the only way to stop Russia's attacks is to fight back militarily. It comes after President Trump seemed to signal an about-face in one key sticking point for Ukrainians once the war ends. The president signaling that Russia seems to be having economic troubles and that Ukraine is in a position to reclaim all of its territory. Here's ABC's Ian Panel.
The Kremlin responding today, saying Russia continues what it still calls its special military operation to protect its interests and secure the present and future of the country, and that there is no alternative. So no change from Russia, growing pressure externally, but we have to wait and see how much President Trump's rhetoric translates into real pressure on Vladimir Putin.
Typhoon Ragasa continues to slam Hong Kong with surge and flood waters along with heavy winds. Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
The post-crib assembly press conference brought to you by Progressive.
Michael, you had some trouble putting the crib together today. What went wrong?
You know, those instructions can be tough. And, well, you saw the outcome.
Were you upset when your wife pulled you and called in the backup?
No, I mean, the baby needs a crib to sleep in, so whatever it takes.
You've got a changing table to put together next. It's got a lot of drawers. What's your comment?
You know what? We're done here.
Like it or not, sometimes you need a backup. That's why there's Progressive, to protect your home and auto. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers. Not available in all states or situations.
Workdays can be unpredictable, but your workwear shouldn't be. With the Cintas Apparel Plus program, you'll have freshly laundered garments for everyone on your team delivered every week. Cintas has workwear for just about any job imaginable, with high-performance fabrics and an uncompromising fit that stretches and moves with you. Don't leave looking and feeling good to chance. Visit Cintas.com.
Oh, I'm ready!
And get ready for the workday.
Radio Network News. I'm Ted Ayling. Tom Tiffany is running for governor. The Northern Wisconsin congressman announced his decision Tuesday on WISN Radio's Dan O'Donnell show.
There were two questions that I asked from the very get-go when I really started contemplating this. And one is, where can I do the most good for the people of the state of Wisconsin? And the second question is, who is the best person that gives us the best chance to win? At the end of the day, obviously, I've answered that.
The 7th District Republican also has an event scheduled for this evening in Wausau. some questionable spending by a Milwaukee County official.
The Journal Sentinel reports County Board Chair Marcellia Nicholson's campaign has spent about $13,000 on food and ride shares since 2018, despite running unopposed. Nicholson has not been accused of violating campaign finance laws, and her spokesman says she uses the funds to maintain relationships, attend events, and remain visible and accountable to the public. Nick Ramos, executive director of nonpartisan political watchdog group Wisconsin Democracy Campaign, called Nicholson's spending habits troubling and said Wisconsin has some of the weakest campaign finance laws in the nation. Bob Haig, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Wisconsin residents, businesses, and municipalities are being urged to turn off their non-essential lights over the next few nights to help migrating birds. Craig Thompson is the co-founder of Driftless Birds. That's a nonprofit working to save Wisconsin birds.
Birds use a number of visual cues to migrate, and those that migrate at night have traditionally used celestial cues. So they're navigating off the stars and off the position and brightness of the moon and so on. And when they encounter artificial light, they become very disoriented.
Thompson says non-essential light should be shut off between the hours of 11 p.m. and 6 a.m. You're listening to Wisconsin Radio Network News.
Start your new and exciting career at Martin Transport Mondovi. Martin Transport's one of Western Wisconsin's largest employers and is a leader in the industry, transporting temperature-sensitive freight to 48 states, Canada, and Mexico. Martin Transport now has openings for dedicated, local, regional, and over-the-road drivers, logistics, operations, maintenance, accounting, and information technology. Visit martin.com for more information and to apply. It's better in blue when you work for an industry leader. Martin Transport Mondovi.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly clear tonight, areas of fog and lows in the low 50s. Mostly sunny and even warmer tomorrow, a high in the upper 70s to 80, and again around 80 on Friday. The dry and mild weather is expected to continue through the weekend into early next week. Looking for a great place to live, shop, stay, and play? It's easy to get to Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look. Currently, it's 66.
Produced by Farm and Ranch Media. Now, here's your host, Jesse Allen.
And hello, everyone. Once again, Mike Adams sitting in for Jesse Allen. He'll be back with you on Friday. Hope you're having a good day. Thanks for joining us. We've got a lot of information for you today looking at the ag economy. We have a couple of economists that will be on with us. We'll be talking with the president of the Missouri Farm Bureau about some key issues. And we're going to be getting a harvest update, all coming up on AOA, powered by Cinex. You know, it's important to choose the perfect grease for your vehicle. Selecting the right grease is critical. Cinex premium greases help you achieve superior strength and performance with your equipment. Well, let's start things off with Krista Swanson, Chief Economist for the National Corn Growers Association. Krista, thank you for joining us.
Thanks for having me on.
Well, let's talk about this ag economy. A lot of concerns. We're in a busy harvest season. Prices are down. A lot of trade concerns. What are you hearing? And when you look at the numbers and kind of behind the scenes and what's driving the markets, what stands out to you right now?
Well, like you said, farmers in the midst of harvest right now, and just overall, I think a lot of concern about tough financial reality that's facing corn growers and other crop farmers right now. Actually, National Corn Growers Association recently did a survey wanting to see how farmers are feeling. We surveyed over 1,000 corn farmers from across the country, and two-thirds of the respondents said they were more concerned about their farm financials compared to a year ago. Almost 80% said that they believe that the ag economy is or may be on the brink of farm crisis. So I think those numbers are really telling into how serious things are on the farm and how farmers are feeling.
That's interesting when you've asked the question about a potential farm crisis, and that means different things to different farmers depending on their individual situations.
Yeah.
But overall, then your survey kind of indicates that farmers feel that we are either there or very close to reaching what some would call a farm crisis.
Yeah, that's what farmers are feeling. Like you said, What is the official definition of farm crisis, different things to different people. But I think what we can say, numbers that we have show that the cost to grow corn and other crops has been really high since 2022. There was a big jump from 21 to 22, and then that cost to put in an acre of corn on average has been around $900 an acre since then. But the problem here is that in 2022, there were opportunities to market your corn on the nearby futures contract is the metric I'm using, but it was over $8 at times. And here in the past month, we've seen that drop below $4. And so, we're talking about a more than 50% swing in price. At the same time, cost has stayed about the same. And this is the third year in a row, and looking ahead to next year doesn't look any better.
We're talking with Krista Swanson, Chief Economist for the National Corn Growers Association. And Krista, right now with the trade situation, it's not like we can seemingly sell our way out of this by big exports. That's just not happening right at the moment.
Yeah, for some crops, I will say corn has been, we just finished the 24-25 marketing year with record corn exports. And so far in the few weeks of this marketing year, we're off to a good start. Corn hasn't been affected like soybeans, for example, because China's the only country that's put a retaliatory tariff on corn. And we weren't exporting other than, the phase one trade deal the year or two following that, when there was some major purchase commitments. We really, don't export a lot of corn to China. So, we've still been able to maintain solid exports. I think that there's a couple places where I would say this trade situation is concerning for the corn grower, though. And one of those is, tariffs on imports. Like I said, we've been at high cost levels since 2022, so don't view that as a major factor in the current prices, but I think more concerning as to what type of impact could that have on pushing input costs even higher in this environment. And then the other factor is, as we look ahead to acres for next year, if there isn't resolution on the trade side, if there isn't progress in a trade deal with China, what does that mean for soybeans, and then how does that impact corn acres for next year?
Yeah, it's all connected, obviously, as you said. Right now it's on the export side, it's not as tough for corn as it is for soybeans, but the two are somewhat connected. Now, an area that could bring some relief here would be through ethanol. If we would get year-round sales of E15 in this country, and including growing exports of ethanol.
Yeah, certainly. Ethanol is an area where we could see growth. One of the holdups has been, some outdated rules about E15 and the ability to use it year-round nationwide. And so we have been pushing for many years to get some legislation passed. And, the Nationwide Consumer and Fuel Retailer Choice Act would do that. And so we were just out in D.C. last week and really trying to push that. This is something that we need to get added to a must-pass legislation this year. E15, like I said, the rules preventing this are just really outdated. And it's when you think about the benefits that E15 provides, and not just, there are clear benefits for the corn grower, of course, but also for the environment, for consumers. And we recently partnered with Renewable Fuels Association and put out a study looking at what would be the impact on the economy of full implementation of E15. And so add another beneficiary to that list, and that's the U.S. economy. We found that would result in additional $26 billion in economic activity as measured by GDP, support additional jobs and incomes for those workers. And, again, it's something that we're really, really trying to make clear to this Congress, and also, communicate to the administration that this is something that needs to happen, and especially given the dire outlook for farmers right now.
Seems like we're getting closer, but it always feels like one step forward and two backwards sometimes, but maybe we're going to get there this time.
Yeah, I mean, we had this added in the continuing resolution last December, and that it was removed at the last minute. It's really frustrating because aside from the benefits that it brings, really for farmers and throughout our economy or the benefits that it can offer. You know, it's also a no-cost provision. You know, a lot of the different things that us and other groups or, you know, any type of amendment type of thing that would be added to a piece of legislation, a lot of this comes with a cost. And this doesn't. It's simply allowing the market to operate and providing the pathway for it to do so. And so that's a really big frustration, too.
Yeah. Krista, good to talk with you. Thank you very much.
Yeah, thanks so much, Mike.
Take care. Krista Swanson, Chief Economist for the National Corn Growers Association. You know, with harvest season in full swing, you can count on Synex quality fluids for high performance. Protect your operation and avoid downtime with Synex premium lubricants. Coming up next, we'll talk with the president of the Missouri Farm Bureau. Garen Hawkins joins us next on AOA.
On the latest episode of the Monthly Grind with the National Corn Growers Association, we discuss the important relationship between corn and poultry with Connie Fisher from the Kansas Corn Growers Association and Shelby Watson with the USA Poultry and Egg Export Council.
The poultry industry is such a big user of corn. You know, sometimes as a cattle producer in Kansas, I get a lot of questions about why is NCGA and Kansas Corn partnering with USAPEC? But, you know, the industry itself uses about 2.2 billion bushels of corn a year. And so it's just natural that NCGA and USAPEC in states like Kansas and Kansas Corn are partners with them.
Considering we represent several of our feathered friends, the poultry industry as a whole, we definitely have a very, very important relationship, and I think a lot of strategy is needed in order for us to align, and we are just grateful for the buy-in from corn growers. You know, everybody wins here.
Learn more from the National Corn Growers Association at ncga.com.
At CHS, we know what it takes to feed and fuel the world, to integrate a global ag and energy supply chain, to advocate for farmers in their fields and around the world, to build communities, invest in rural America, and empower rural economies. It takes courage, conviction, commitment. It takes the nation's leading farmer-owned cooperative. It takes a co-op. It takes CHS.
I'm a farmer, I'm a wife, and a mom, and I carry a lot. Some days the weight of it all feels heavier than that full feed truck sitting in the yard. I used to think I had to tough it out all alone, but I've actually learned asking for help doesn't make me weak. It actually makes me stronger. So if you're struggling, talk to someone, a friend, a counselor, absolutely anybody. You don't have to go through it alone. This message is being brought to you by all of us at Farm and Ranch Media, because your mental health matters too.
Life is better with American Family Insurance because our agents provide specialized local expertise to help you get the right coverage at the right price. We understand that dairy farming is at the heart of what you do, and we want to help protect what you've worked so hard for. Let's build the policy your dairy farm deserves.
Contact Paul Slusher, your American Family Insurance agent serving Durand and Chippewa Falls.
American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI, and its operating companies, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Compeer Financial helped us get into our forever home.
They helped me expand more than acreage.
And helped our dairy grow for the next generation.
At Compeer Financial, we see potential in every plan. Our unique perspective finds solutions to your challenges. And our specially trained financial team guides you every step of the way. Partner with us to make your goals possible. Compeer.com. Compeer Financial ACA is an equal opportunity lender and equal opportunity provider. NMLS number 619731, copyright 2019, all rights reserved.
Informing America's farmers and ranchers, AOA. Now back to Jesse Allen.
And welcome back. Mike Adams sitting in for Jesse. Thank you for joining us here on AOA, powered by Synex. Get the most out of your equipment. Synex Premium Diesel provides today's high-tech engines with the power and precision needed to get the job done. Protect your bottom line. Invest in quality fuel like Synex Premium Diesel. Joined now by Garrett Hawkins, president of the Missouri Farm Bureau. Garrett, how are you?
I'm great, my friend. How are you?
Great to talk with you again. Hey, I was just talking with Krista Swanson with the National Corn Growers Association, talking about they've done a survey of their members, corn growers around the country, very concerned about a potential farm crisis because of this ag economy. What are you hearing from your members?
I'd say the same, but I'd say the black clouds have been hanging over for a little while now, honestly, Mike. When you think about just where input prices have been, you know, you couple that with depressed commodity prices, it just creates a extremely challenging environment. So there is a lot of concern in the countryside, no doubt. But I probably hear more than anything just about, you know, the persistent high input prices across the board and just what it's doing to people's bottom lines and just how much red ink is mounting.
Still no farm bill, but there is talk of some kind of an economic package, perhaps for farmers. What are you hearing on that front?
Well, I mean, certainly the word bridge has been thrown out a lot, right? I mean, you take a step back and who would have thought that Congress would not only get a tax package done 6 months ahead of expiration, but to also include in the reconciliation package 80% of the farm bill, including some really critical updates and investments in the commodity title, conservation title, and other areas. But clearly, you know, while those investments are critical, the word bridge seems to be the word that's thrown out of needing some type of help to be put in place to get us to the point of the updated provisions of the Farm Bill.
There was talk that maybe some of the tariff revenue would actually be used to fund some kind of an economic package. They're looking at other sources, perhaps, of funding for that. What do you think is the route they're going to take on this?
Well, that's a fair question. You know, I can tell you within American Farm Bureau, you know, we as state presidents talk at least monthly. We have a work group of our state staff that are working with our team at American Farm Bureau to coalesce and bring together ideas to better understand how we can coalesce around one plan of action that we think will best meet the needs of, you know, the broad swath of agriculture. So that's ongoing. I know NCGA has a task force looking at inputs. So it's certainly on the minds of all, I think, of all the ag groups, just looking at the farm economy and where we're at.
We're talking with Garrett Hawkins, president of the Missouri Farm Bureau. Garrett, you and I go way back. We've worked with a lot of different administrations on different topics. And when I look at this one and I see Secretary Rollins, she seems a very high-profile Secretary of Agriculture for this administration. Does that make you feel like there's more ears open, more attention to agriculture's situation perhaps within the administration, and then encourage you to think maybe something will get done?
I do. You know, I mean, Secretary Rollins is extremely bright, extremely impressive, very articulate, a gifted communicator. You see that as she travels the country. You see USDA's willingness to tackle tough issues, long-standing issues. You see a Secretary of Agriculture in Brooke Rollins who's standing firm on property rights, for instance. And you know, property rights is foundational to who we are, and Farm Bureau has been since the very beginning. And to have this secretary trumpet the importance of saving family farms and protecting private property rights is huge. She and I have had some really good conversations about how to elevate property rights, particularly as it comes to energy security and the build out of critical infrastructure in this country, and how to make sure farmers and landowners' voices are heard and respected. You saw her with the family in South Dakota stand up. So it's, you know, her style is different. You know, Secretary Perdue during the first Trump administration, just solid, connected so well with farmers and ranchers. I say Secretary Rollins connects as well. It's just she has a different style, and certainly she's front and center, and I think putting agriculture front and center.
Yeah, it is. I've always found it interesting, the different styles of ag secretaries. But I think what we often look at, Garrett, is how seriously do you think the Secretary of Agriculture is heard within an administration. And it feels like that she has the connection, the ear of the president or the top officials within this administration.
She does, absolutely. I truly believe the president has full confidence in her. You know, keep in mind, you know, she worked in the first Trump administration handling a broad swath of domestic issues, then was at the helm of the America First Policy Institute. So her grasp of just domestic issues truly is amazing. She understands all of these economic issues as well. And now to have someone of her caliber at the helm of USDA, given the respect that she has garnered over the last decade, I think is really important, and it's good for agriculture. Then you couple that with, you know, soon Missouri's own Richard Fordyce will be sworn in as undersecretary. We were thrilled to finally have that confirmation last week. Hopefully I'll see Richard in Kansas City here in the next 24 hours. It's great to be able to see one of our own there. You know, Richard worked as FSA administrator during the first Trump administration. He understands what it's like to implement programs, and he will be a key voice and key leader as we think about how to get through this really tough farm economic time.
Yeah, good to have him back in place there at USDA. Please give him my best when you see him. Garrett, let's talk about something that's a big concern for you in Missouri, I know, and others are looking at this, and this is this electric transmission project that you are very much concerned about.
Yeah, I mean, we still, you know, the controversial Grain Belt Express transmission project across north central Missouri. You know, that's a high voltage transmission project brought forth by a private for-profit entity that after not one, two, but on the third attempt of the Public Service Commission received a certificate of convenience and necessity to operate in Missouri, which then essentially green-lighted their ability to condemn private property, including really good prime farm ground, to take for their own private gain through the use of eminent domain. I mean, this was a prime example of what was wrong with the quote-unquote Green New Deal, particularly when you have for-profit private entities who are using the power of eminent domain to take private property to use for their own profit and gain. We continue to believe that's wrong. We're glad to see this administration balancing the nation's energy policy once again, because over the last 4 years it had been skewed completely one direction, and that was putting even more pressure. But I mean, clearly, Mike, you get it. Like, the demand for electricity is just soaring as we look at artificial intelligence and data centers. You know, the forecasts are that the nation's going to need a build out to 7 times transmission in terms of infrastructure. And we in Missouri are going to continue to trumpet the need that farmers and landowners deserve a seat at the table for these conversations. For decades, this infrastructure has been built on their property, housed on their property, maintained on their property. They have to work, live around it, and all we're asking for is fair compensation and for property rights to be respected, and the country to be more strategic in recognizing that these people bear the brunt of providing good for all. So it's going to be an ongoing issue for us.
What's the next step?
Well, I mean, there is an investigation going on in Missouri in terms of challenging and requesting information from Invenergy, now the owner of the Grain Belt Express project, seeking information and more data that was used to underpin their application first to the Public Service Commission. There's a lot of concern about whether jobs are actually going to materialize, for instance, for this project. So much concern that numbers were inflated that were ultimately used to approve this project. So that's what's going on now, and there continue to be some individual landowner challenges as well.
Good to talk with you again, my friend. Take care.
You too, Mike. Always good to hear from you.
Good to talk with you. Garrett Hawkins, president of the Missouri Farm Bureau, here on AOA. Powered by Cinex. You know, bargain tractor hydraulic fluids just aren't worth the gamble. trust Cinex quality fluids for performance you can rely on. Much more on the ag economy and trade with Arlen Suderman with StoneX coming up next here on AOA. Stay with us.
On your farm, every hour counts. Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster premium diesel fuel keeps your equipment running at peak power with cleaner engines, fewer breakdowns, and more hours per gallon. Pair that with Cenex premium lubricants engineered to protect tractors, combines, and other heavy-duty equipment through long days and tough conditions. From planting to harvest, Cenex delivers the performance and protection you can count on. In the field, in the shop, and in every season, Cenex keeps you moving. Find your local distributor at Cenex.com.
Don't risk losing the trusted news, traffic, sports, and weather you get from AM radio stations. It's time to make your voice heard. We need Congress to pass the AM Radio for Every Vehicle Act to keep AM radio in cars. When internet and cell services are out, AM could be your only lifeline. Text AM to 52886 and tell Congress to pass this critical legislation now.
Message and data rates may apply. You may receive up to 4 messages a month, and you may text STOP to STOP.
This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.
Farmers, thinking about doing cover crops? Christina Olson is pleased to announce Cover Crop and Forage Planting Services this fall. Adding a living root onto your valued land can improve soil health, build organic matter, residue management, control soil erosion, boost crop yields, as well as increase residue to help combat white mold in soybeans. Call Christina Olson at 715-495-6104 for your cover crop needs while improving your farm's bottom line. Find her on Facebook at Christina's Cover Crops, offering winter wheat, rye, and Triticale.
Milk markets were lower with this WRDN market update. I'm Brian Winnekins. At the Mercantile Exchange, October milk down 5 to 1705, November down 8 to 1652, December down 15 to 1672, January down 5 at 1680. Meanwhile, live and feeder cattle markets were mostly lower on the day as the trade was reluctant to advance the cattle complex any higher without seeing any immediate fundamental support. Now, even though fed cattle sales have been trending higher again this week after last week's slight dip, again, the trade decided to continue to take some profits. Hog markets mostly lower as cash prices and pork cutout values were lower. It looks like the packers did most of their business early in the week. October live cattle down $1.55 to $234.05. October feeder cattle down $2.50 to $359.62. October hogs down $1.10 to $99.42. Chicago Board of Trade, corn and soybeans and wheat all mostly lower. Some profit taking in the markets. And again, the positive weather, which allows the harvest to advance not only for corn, but even start to advance for soybeans. That harvest pressure pressuring the markets. The positive weather helping with the planting of winter wheat and winter wheat emergence as well. December corn down 2 to 424 and a quarter. November beans down 3 to 1009. December wheat down 1 to 519 and a half.
The Wisconsin Corn Growers Association has long worked tirelessly in the interest of today's corn industry. Because you're busy farming and raising a family, so we're at the table when you can't be. But like you, we can't do it alone. Our strength is in our members. Our strength is in you. Join us as we continue advocating for the American corn farmer. Visit wicorn.org and become a member today.
BioVet combines the latest research and technology to develop high-quality microbial and nutritional solutions for your operation. BioVet's innovative product line supports the immune system, digestive function, reproduction, along with growth and development of your livestock. Learn more at bio-vet.com and visit us at World Dairy Expo booth number EH1503 and 1504. EH1503 and 1504.
Innovation.
And ranchers informed. AOA. Now back to Jesse Allen.
And Mike Adams sitting in for Jesse Allen. Good to have you with us here on AOA. Hope you're having a good day. Don't let unpredictable markets get in your way. Cinex Stores Premium Diesel Fuel helps improve efficiency for your operation. Maximize your ROI. Invest in quality products. Preventing issues on the in your operation, that is critical. And Cinex Stores Premium Diesel helps protect equipment from costly downtime. All right, joined now by Arlen Suderman, Chief Commodities Economist for StoneX. Arlen, how are you?
Doing well, Mike. Great to be back on here with you.
It's good to talk with you again, my friend. Let's talk about these two words keep coming up, and we've used them often in this program today already. Those words are farm crisis. We're hearing more about that. As I mentioned earlier, that those words mean different things to different people, different situations, different operations around the country. But overall, with the ag economy where it's at right now, are we in or are we nearing, in your opinion, a farm crisis?
We certainly have sectors that are in crisis. That is certainly true. You know, it's all about perspective. And if you're a farmer who, particularly a younger farmer who is not experienced much beyond low interest rates prior to the recent history and better prices, and now you're looking at higher interest rates, you're looking at low prices and very high input costs, and your working capital is rapidly dwindling away, and you're having to carry over operating notes from one year to the next, and you see things going in the wrong direction, you're in crisis. There are certainly regions of the U.S. that are more in crisis than other regions. When you look at the Midwest, or you look at agriculture as a whole, then you have crop farmers in much different situation than the livestock farmer. And there's even differences between livestock farmers and where you're at. When you look at agriculture as a whole, I come at it from a perspective. I started my career in the early 1980s. And I remember the 1980s very well. If you want to compare today with the 1980s, some farmers are in a similar situation. The sector as a whole is not. And so it's one of those things we really have to be sensitive to those who are in crisis right now, for there certainly are those, but agriculture as a whole is not as bad as what it was in the 1980s, although it does face significant challenges.
You know, I have said for years that the real farm safety net for U.S. agriculture has been China. We would just, as long as we could keep selling to China, it seemed like that solved a lot of problems, or carried us through anyway. Now, with that being a more dicey situation with trade with them, where does that leave us? And you're well connected with things in China. What are you seeing and hearing about any possible improvement in trade relations?
Yeah, I've been warning for much of the last 10 years that we were eventually going to lose China. And that goes back to 15 years ago when Brazil's currency started to collapse. And when its currency collapsed, that stimulated massive expansion of its crop production area. And it had the land to expand onto. And so they were able to produce, and when they had supplies available, they, because of currency exchange rates, it was going to be cheaper for China to buy from them than from us. And so China started moving in that direction each year, buying as much as they could from Brazil and getting the rest of what they needed from us. And each year as Brazil expanded production, they were able to get a larger portion of what they needed from Brazil and bought less from us. So this has been in process for a long time. And then as geopolitical tensions started to grow, as China said, we want to be the number one economy. We want to topple the United States from that position and have the number one military, which they saw those two as tightly intertwined. I could see the day coming and they'd say, why should we send our money to the United States to boost their economy when we want to topple them from that top spot? So that's the direction we've been moving. The political tensions now with the trade war are simply accelerating the end, the final chapter of that, so to speak. Now, if we get a collapse of the dollar and a rapid strengthening of the Brazil's currency, that could change things. I don't see that happening right now. But I've been telling agricultural groups, you need to start planning for life without China. It's come a few years earlier than what we wanted it to come. but we are moving in that direction. Unless we get a major trade deal where China says we will buy the more expensive ag commodities from the United States as long as you get us in exchange for favorable access to the massive U.S. consumer market. If we get that type of trade deal, then we could see some strong exports to China again. But otherwise, we need to be putting our eggs in a different basket, investing in different demand sectors, which we are doing with biofuels, which I know that USEC is doing in seeking out other markets. It's just this, we didn't want to get cut off this quickly here at the end.
Talking with Arlen Suderman, Chief Commodities Economist for StoneX. All right. All the talk about tariffs and concerns about tariffs. What's your assessment of what tariffs are doing right now and where we go, given this administration's how much they like tariffs and it looks like they're going to continue to use them? How do you see this playing out?
Yeah, the question is, will Trump remove uncertainty? What he's done, he loves uncertainty. In negotiations, be it with other countries or be it with his political opponents, whatever it be. So he likes to keep changing the game, and that's creating frustration around the world and including here in the United States, not only within the industry but with the consumer as well. And so while it helps him, he believes in negotiation, another reality coming up is next year's a midterm election. And historically, the party in the White House loses votes in the House and the Senate in the midterm election. Well, they don't have very many votes to lose. They could very easily lose the House and the Senate. And then how long would it take the Democrats to start an impeachment process to remove President Trump? And of course, China is aware of this. It's another incentive for them to drag this process out, as well as the courts that are challenging it. But at what point does President Trump say, okay, it's time to bring some certainty back? Because when you look at our economy right now, the consumer is very frustrated, businesses are very frustrated, and the number one problem facing President Trump is uncertainty. As we look at the tax bill that was passed this summer, it had a lot of incentives for businesses to expand, including farmers, and yet surveys showed they have developed those plans, but they're not implementing them because of uncertainty. The consumer says, well, I'm okay now, but I'm worried about the future. Uncertainty. Businesses aren't firing people, but they're not hiring as a natural attrition reduces their employment levels. You remove the uncertainty, M2 money supplies at record high levels, this economy could explode. That's the type of thing President Trump needs to happen to hang on to the House and the Senate in the midterm elections. Does he have it in his DNA to do that? What would that mean? It would probably mean settling down his tariff policy, probably settling with 10 to 15% tariffs on everybody, which the economy can adjust to as long as we know what's going to happen. But does he have it in his DNA to do that? If he does, then we could see things settle down as we go into next year. If he doesn't, then we're probably going to continue with this turmoil a while longer.
And finally, Arlen, here we are in harvest season. As usual, there's controversy or differences of opinion between USDA numbers and what many feel are the actual conditions out on the ground as far as yield, acres, and everything else. But based on what you're seeing and hearing, what about this year's crop and where we go from here as far as marketing it?
Yeah, we seem to go through patterns. We went through a period about 5 years where we had good grain fill weather at the end of the season, and now we've gone five out of the last 6 years, I think it is, when we've had poor grain fill conditions. We're in that cycle. You know, we'll eventually break it. But many central and eastern areas of the Midwest saw their driest end of the growing season on record or close to it. So we are seeing the corn yields add on to that disease problem. Corn yields are arguing for lower yield. We do think that's going to continue to come down between now and January. Soybeans, because of the very high pod counts, even though we have small beans in the pods, I've been very impressed with the yield, so I don't think we can say that yet. Maybe we will be able to as we get deeper into the harvest, but at this point we can't, and we know we have the best yields for corn and soybeans in the northwestern Midwest, where we really haven't gotten with the harvest yet. relative to history. And so I think it's too soon to say on beans. Corn, no, I definitely think we're coming down with those yields. Still can't say that it won't be a record. It very well may not be. I just think it's a little too early. Give me another week or two of data, and I think we'll have a little more confidence in that.
Not seeing many signs of a harvest rally in the markets.
No, because the farmer has so much to sell, and every time December corn gets up to 430, both the Brazil farmer and U.S. farmer are selling, and that's our biggest obstacle to sustaining a rally at this time.
Yeah. Always good to talk with you, Arlen. Thanks a lot. It's going to be interesting how this all plays out. Thanks for being with us.
Thank you, Mike.
Take care. That's Arlen Suderman, Chief Commodities Economist for StoneX. AOA is powered by Synex. Remember, mitigate risk on the farm with premium diesel. As a farmer, unpredictability is inevitable. Protect your equipment with Synex premium diesel to keep you in the field. Keep your operation moving. Well, we talked a little bit about harvest there with Arlen Suderman. Coming up next, we're going to get a harvest update from the St. Joe, Missouri area. Gene Millard is going to be joining us next to give us an update on how harvest is going in that area, how much they have done, how are things going so far, what the yields look like. We'll get his thoughts coming up next. Stay with us. You're listening to AOA. Mike Adams sitting in for Jesse Allen.
My doctor told me my cholesterol is borderline, so I took control with Garlic Healthy Cholesterol Formula. Garlic helps maintain healthy cholesterol safely and naturally. It's odor and taste-free, and Garlic is a world leader in garlic potency. I'm taking charge of my cholesterol with Garlic Healthy Cholesterol Formula, cholesterol's natural enemy.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. The term natural references only the garlic in the product. Use as directed.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Turn your book idea into publishing gold.
800-215-6818. 800-215-6818. That's 800-215-6818.
Hey, want to hear something great? Right now at Wendy's, you can get two of the number one selling bacon cheeseburger in all fast food, the JBC, plus medium fries and a medium soft drink for just $8. Want to hear something else great? Double the burger means double the bacon. Now that's a game changer. Two of the number one bacon cheeseburgers with fries and a drink for just $8. Gotta be Wendy's.
Limited time only. U.S. price and participation may vary. Request $8 JBC meal deal to obtain discount. Individual items at regular price.
Find what you love, love what you find. A Total Wine and More, there's so much waiting for you. Spirits and beer, thousands of wines. Walk right through the door, it's all here to explore. With guides in the know and prices so low, it just might blow your mind. You're gonna find what you love and love what you find.
Drink responsibly, B21.
Time costs money. Synex Roadmaster XL premium diesel fuel delivers maximum power, cleaner engines, and better fuel efficiency for every mile. Synex premium lubricants are engineered to meet or exceed OEM specifications, protecting engines and transmissions under the toughest loads. From long hauls to local routes, Synex keeps your fleet on schedule and on the road. Fewer breakdowns, less downtime, greater efficiency. That's the Synex advantage. Find your local distributor at Synex.com.
Transform your bathroom with the beautiful quality of Bath Planet. As a trusted leader in bathroom renovation, Bath Planet has earned the Good Housekeeping Seal, a symbol of quality and consumer confidence for over 100 years. Get half off installation or 18 months with no interest and no payments. Whether it's tub replacement, a shower replacement, or a tub-to-shower conversion, Bath Planet makes your custom bath fast, easy, and affordable. Here's how it works. 1. Call to schedule your free, no-obligation consultation. 2, our design experts come to you with real samples to customize your dream bath. 3, our certified installers complete the transformation in as little as one day. And right now, for a limited time, you can upgrade your bathroom for 50% off installation or choose 18 months with no interest and no payments. But you need to call now. This special offer is only available by calling 800-296-1288. That's 800-296-1288. 800-296-1288. Before the offer ends.
When news happens in agriculture or when the markets are moving, we've got you covered as your trusted voice in agriculture. The team at the American Ag Network has the knowledge and experience to keep you informed on the issues impacting farmers and ranchers. We've got you covered on air, online, and on demand. Find the American Ag Network on your favorite social media platforms and also follow the American Ag Today podcast wherever you get your podcasts. We are the American Ag Network.
Make sure to subscribe to the Market Talk YouTube channel. You can watch our latest interviews with top market analysts in the country, find bonus content, and much more. It's easy. Just go to youtube.com/@MarketTalkAg and hit the subscribe button. Or you can search for Market Talk Ag on YouTube.
Get the latest bonus interviews, exclusive content, and more with the American Ag Today podcast. Just search for American Ag Today and give us a follow wherever you get your podcasts.
At National Geographic Society, we believe in the power of wonder. It drives us to explore, pushes us to see the world differently, moves us to action. And we believe that today, wonder is more essential than ever.
Wow.
That's why we're supporting a new generation of explorers to ask big questions, make breakthroughs, and bring the future closer. Wonder awaits. Will you join us? Visit natgeo.org/wonder.
Farmers and ranchers need AOA. Now, back to Jesse Allen.
And welcome back. Mike Adams sitting in for Jesse. He'll be back with you on Friday. Here we are in another busy harvest season. You just can't afford downtime. Remember, you can count on Synex quality fluids for high performance. Protect your operation and avoid costly downtime with Synex premium lubricants. Well, someone who's busy with this harvest season is Gene Miller. He farms near St. Joe, Missouri. Gene, it's always good to talk with you. How's harvest going?
Well, thank you, Mike. It's been going fast and furious. We've just almost had a nonstop run since about the 10th of September when we got started. And we're down to about just about one good long day, and we can wrap up our corn harvest for the year. But soybeans are just about ready to go.
Wow, you have made a lot of progress. Tell us about how your growing season went and how the crops are yielding here. Are you happy what you expected, or surprised, either happy surprise or not a happy surprise?
Well, you could say maybe slightly disappointed, but on the other hand, you know, historically, we're not going to really complain about it too much. We had a really good planting season last spring. We got started planting, you know, right on schedule about the 10th of April or a little before, and wrapped up even all the soybean planting by about the first week in May. So we had a really fast planting season this spring, but it was very cool in the month of May and didn't seem like anything wanted to just jump out of the ground, you know, and need a little boost in temperature. We had adequate moisture, I think, at the time, but it started getting a little dry. But in the month of June and July, I swear, it rained about every fourth day, and which was great for the growing season. It was almost like a tropical environment, warm temperatures and getting rain, but it made it very difficult to get all the spraying done with wind events and those kind of things blowing too hard. And by the time you sprayed soybeans, for example, on the second Passover, then you get an inch or two of rain. And so we had a very wet June and July. And I took some pictures back on the 23rd of July. We got about a 3-inch rain in about 30 minutes.
Yeah.
Needless to say, that was a little too much too fast.
So,
for the year, we're at about 32 inches of accumulated rainfall. Average is 34. So all in all, we're still about 2 inches behind the average. So we do not have any extra moisture in the soil profile at this point.
So the harvest, said you're just about done with corn. What do the beans look like? It's always kind of, to me, hard to know ahead on beans, how they're going to turn out. What are you thinking is going to happen here?
Well, you got that right, Mike. I can't tell about a soybean yield until I put a combine header in it, but we have a very high pod count. Pod counts are good, much better than average and better than last year, but on the other hand, how they filled with no rain hardly at all in August, even though we went into the month very wet, when the spigot turned off, it turned off. And so there wasn't that nice mid-August rain to polish off the bean crop. So we're kind of, we don't know yet. We'll know here in about a week, I think, exactly how the beans are going to turn out. Corn, I'd say overall we're down about 10% yield from last year. Last year was a record. And, it's awfully hard to get a record after a record after a record. And so this year it slipped back a little bit, I think, on the average yield on corn. We had a little southern rust to come in late, but I don't believe that affected our yield. Test weights are extremely good. We're running 59 to 61, 62-pound test weight corn. We're not going to complain about that.
I was wondering about your moisture levels. I help weigh grain trucks at an elevator here in Illinois, and it's been interesting to watch some of the fluctuation in moisture levels on the corn. How was yours?
Well, amazingly enough, I mean, we started in 10th of September. We were harvesting corn out of the field at 16%, and it got down to about 14.2, and day before yesterday, the last day we were running by, it was running about 15%, 15.1. We did not spray any fungicide. We had a neighbor or two that did, and their moisture is still running around 20, what we understand. But I don't believe that the had any yield impact. I mean, I think our yields are very comparably the same. A lot of difference in varieties. This year, the variety that performed our very highest yield last year in the 240s, this year was 205. It was just it slipped into third place out of the three hybrids that we plant. So you never know which hybrid is going to perform, and that's why we try to stick with about three different hybrids in terms of the genetics going in.
I've heard that too. I've heard that too about difference in hybrids this year and the fungicide too, impacting those moisture levels. So it's just been an interesting year. So you hope to get right to the beans here soon then?
We'll be right in the beans as soon as we get the header swapped here after one more day of corn harvest, I believe.
All right. Well, glad to hear things are going well. If we could just get the price up, it'd be a lot better, right?
No kidding. Everything goes up except the price of commodities right now. It's kind of scary whenever you start buying any repair parts or even change the oil in the truck. It gets to be kind of staggering.
Yeah. Well, Gene, good to talk with you again. Good to catch up. I'm glad to hear harvest is going well. Have a good bean harvest.
You bet, Mike. Good to hear from you, and you have a terrific day.
All right. Take care. Gene Miller, he farms in the St. Joe, Missouri area. AOA powered by Synex. Remember, partner with local experts. Synex trusted local experts can help you find the right lubricant product that'll protect your equipment. Safeguard equipment with premium lubricants from Synex. Well, that's going to wrap it up for today. I've got one more day with you before Jesse gets back. We're going to have another interesting program coming up tomorrow. We're going to talk more about the markets, talk more about getting year-round sales nationwide of E15. We're going to talk about some transportation issues this harvest season as well. All that's coming up tomorrow. Hope you'll join us right here on AOA.
At CHS, we know what it takes to feed and fuel the world, to integrate a global ag and energy supply chain, to advocate for farmers in their fields and around the world, to build communities, invest in rural America, and empower rural economies. It takes courage, conviction, commitment. It takes the nation's leading farmer-owned cooperative. It takes a co-op. It takes CHS.
Agriculture is a busy job, and it requires you to constantly be on the go. That's why Farm and Ranch Media and our brands, American Ag Network, AOA, and Market Talk, are here to provide you with the latest news and information that impacts your operation. We'll keep you up to date with the latest market information, ag news, weather, and more from here at home and around the world. Thanks for listening, and stay farm informed with Farm and Ranch Media.
My fiancé is a veteran. He was a combat medic in the Army.
I did tours in Korea, Germany, and Bosnia before I got injured.
There's been a lot of wear and tear on his body.
My knees are bone on bone from doing all those jumps.
This sandwich, it's a complete game changer. Hello, this is Mike, and a little thing I love about the Chick-fil-A Pretzel Cheddar Club is that juicy chicken with that toasty pretzel bun. That bun, it's crispy, cozy, just amazing. With the pretzel bun, the Dijon mustard, and the chicken, it makes that sweet, savory kind of combination. It's everything that you love about food rolled into one. It looks phenomenal. It tastes great. It's delicious.
Order the Pretzel Cheddar Club with Cherry Berry and Sprite for a limited time on the Chick-fil-A app. Real guests paid for their testimonial.
Vanity Fair calls BritBox a delicious streamer. Collider says everyone should be watching. Catch Britain's next best series with BritBox. Stream acclaimed new originals like Code of Silence.
You read lips, right?
And Linley, based on the best-selling mystery series.
D.I. Linley, take it from here.
And don't miss the new season of Karen Piri, coming this October.
You don't look lip, please.
I'll take that as a compliment.
See it differently when you stream the best of British TV with BritBox. Watch with a free trial today.
Locally owned and operated, we are Real Country. 1430 AM Stereo, WRDN. Durand, Mondovi, Wabasha. And 107.3 FM, Translator W297CH, Durand.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. In Dallas, authorities are clarifying the number of victims again after a deadly shooting at an ICE facility. ICE officials say one detainee is dead, and the suspected shooter is also dead from a self-inflicted gunshot.